Well, I just got here. I haven't had a chance to look around.
And I'd like to welcome you.
I guess
to...
I saw this night.
I guess
to leave the studio
directly in front of me.
And go outside somewhere in Europe. Listening to some car or some language being spoken.
Nous trouvions important de préserver les sons naturels as well as communicating the effect this season has on our état psychologique. Imagine yourself trying to travel from point A to point B.
All you need is a pencil and a piece of paper.
As international as the art
Dawn is a blaze of the moving landscape.
Our production team is.
This is the kind of thing that happens around here.
Means?
A fight broke out in the health food shop.
War.
Flapjacks hit the deck. Tofu was thrown. Tubs of muscle supplements upended. Someone lobbed a demijohn of prune juice. It shattered as it hit the floor, and I hid behind the sales counter as a group of men, like a troop of bellicose performance artists, lay into each other in its sticky laxative remains. I had the baby in its sling, strapped to my chest facing outwards, the way he likes it these days. It means I can't see his face as we walk along, but I can usually judge his mood by the reactions of passers-by. Usually people smile at him, mouth a dopey hello, or sometimes wave. Naturally, I wanted to protect him. I didn't want him to witness such things. I didn't want us to be there. But my exit from the shop was blocked, and the fighters were in full flow, throwing themselves into an unpredictable mess. Arms and legs were flying, bodies colliding. I couldn't shield him by turning away. We had to stay on our toes. So we stood there, behind the sales counter, facing outwards, watching and wincing as the fight waxed and waned, and those men did their best, for whatever reason, to kick each other's heads in. We'd only gone in there for a jar of almond butter. It's the kind of thing that happens around here. A couple of days later, I went into the health food shop again, alone this time. The place was calm and businesslike, no sign of what had taken place. I spoke to the manager. He recognized me and apologized. I asked whether anyone in the shop had been hurt. But really, I wanted to know what the fight had been all about. What had caused those men to kick off like that amongst the vitamins and herbal teas? It was about territory, gang catchment areas, a person in the wrong place, spotted and chased. Afterwards, the shop manager said it was the first time he'd experienced such a thing, but he didn't seem surprised or unnerved at all. It happens outside in the shopping centre itself fairly often, but it's never happened inside the actual shop before, he said. It's just the kind of thing that happens around here.
Thank you.
Imaginez, imagine yourself trying to travel from point A to point B.
Please have a seat by one of the cars as we wish to give you a clue to what we do for the next hours.
Such as crawling on all fours.
Meanwhile, you are sat at a drive-in, sometimes watching a fake sunset.
Crab walking. Or hopping on one foot. Enjoy.
I said, why don't you go home? It's getting close to Christmas, October time. I said, why don't you go home and sit in your chair and have a Merry Christmas? But anyway, they never took no notice of me.
Like the desert, if you don't respect it, if you don't go humble, you will suffer. You'll die. Yeah.
Sail around the world. Sail around the world. Or hopping on one foot.
Thank you. This is the moment I think I began to wonder, and I took an instant liking to it.
The city fills up and empties.
Uma conversa sem espaço. É uma conversa covarde. Onde tem um espaço de ação, eu sou ação. Eu sou voz. Carne visível é espaço de ação. Sentença impalpável, sentença surda.
Este corpo é feio.
Sem tensão. Essa é uma conversa em si mesmada. Essa é uma conversa em si. Voz. Voz é corpo em ação. Ação substanciosa. Carne. Aqui a voz é carne.
The rainwater is polluted. There is no water in the river, drinkable water in the river. So these women tend to drink the acid rain water.
They know it's oil, but they don't know how it affects them. They know it's oil, but they don't know how it affects them.
They know it's oil, but they don't know how it affects them.
Oil and gas.
They know it's oil, but they don't know how it affects them.
The impact of oil and gas.
They've been wondering what was happening.
There is no other water to drink because the water that was being drunk before has now been polluted, and the sea and the salt water has merged with the fresh water of the creek.
That kind of water they drink, they add poison to poison.
The rainwater basically has been affected by the gas flaring itself.
There is increase in women miscarrying,
asthma,
respiratory disease,
and
the colors of the children,
way women used to change as a herbal medicine.
The women were using crude oil as a herbal remedy.
I've
not heard about this before.
Sometimes they add it to food because they think it pursues witchcraft.
What do you think of the candidates? What do you think of recycled presidents, such as, or should I say, military dictators also running for the presidency?
Actually,
the rainwater is polluted. There is no water in the river. There is no water in the river. So these women tend to drink the acid rain water.
Most of the oil industries, people are poor.
So young girls from 13, well, they believe that the child is
being chased by witchcraft. They use the crude to rob the child.
I follow a train track which cut up the city like geological cross sections. Later, at a meeting with Remo Lottano, architect, I showed him my itinerary on the map and asked him to comment.
I still think that the city won't
really be completely connected. Mm-hmm. It would take... I think then we have to actually rip down areas that are built up, to
down
reconnect the city.
Reconnect.
And part of the reason is this that the city won't be won't ever come together is because these areas that aren't built up, these no man's land, are not being reconstructed under a complete design, but they're being built up through private investments and
peace
for peace. And sometimes at the same time, but not with an overall vision. A friend of mine once described the city, Berlin is like a masterpiece where many
artists have started
trying to create something, and nobody's ever finished this masterpiece. And so Berlin is sort of like the Greek sculpture that's missing the legs and the arms and the head. But it may have like five different bodies, but nobody's ever finished the arms and legs. What kind of ground is Berlin? It's very sandy. This land here was very swampy, mm-hmm. sort of wet mm-hmm. grasslands. And the water, the groundwater is very high. It's very close to the surface. Mm-hmm. And there are, in the 70s,
When they would build, they would pump the water out and dump it into the river.
And so the groundwater sank.
And then in the 90s, after the wall came down. Because the lower groundwater level had an effect on the plants.
The
city changed some of the laws, and now when they build, they pump the water back into the ground. So you pump the water out one building site and dump it into the ground somewhere else. And in the last 10 years, the water level has risen. So in Berlin at the moment, many houses have very damp cellars. So the ground is not the best ground to build in. It's not the perfect ground for a city. But it's something that people have to deal with. But it's very sandy ground.
Messages were ambiguous. This is before, and I'm certain that this is long before he conceived the idea of the mystery voyage, you know, around my Atlantic. He was just not giving us what we needed.
Well, I wasn't around when he left, Donald Crowhurst left. I was away at college.
Very early
on. I remember
on
my mum
and
my dad, and generally people in the town that I knew, talking about it. And I can remember.
Maybe he later found deficiencies.
I suppose when I was back
himself,
for a weekend or maybe
but
half
certainly
term,
in the boat, it didn't take him long
October,
to realise.
Last day of
this
October, in fact,
was
I think,
not
1968.
A seaworthy.
And I remember my mum asking me if she could take the map.
Can't imagine that it took him that long
and use it
to realise that this was not a vessel that was going to make it round the world.
It probably was the Den Pavilion then.
And I
but
think
I'm sure
he,
that's where it was. There was a window.
You know, he also
that's my recollection
understood
anyway, that it was that window.
Otherwise
it could have been the hotel and caterer's window.
Copy.
Well, but anyway, the map was put on display.
Sort of doing his best to.
And they plotted his route,
provide,
or the route
gives
where,
a,
yeah, where they thought he was. And of course, gradually
but
I
no, there was nothing coherent.
They weren't really sure where he was.
When
I know
the
they
longest
dealing
with message I ever remember seeing, and his deliberate
was
about cryptic messages to us. No surprise that.
So I think they perhaps gave up a bit on drawing his
extrapolated on
them. Really
I mean, the one I always remember is it was something along the lines of ocean bashing 272 miles or 242 miles, which either figure was a new world record for sailing a daily sail. The story, six months
after the Lone Yachtsman Don Crowhurst,
has Crowhurst has gone missing. Has gone. There's radio silence.
Avant-garde,
and in that, in the interim,
has smashed these.
The race,
the daily sailing
is taking hits, casualties. People are dropping out.
Anything else?
And still, until there's only about three left. And there's Moitissier, who is Robin Knox Johnson, who'd set out first and has plugged away. Battleway is going to come home first. It will be a slow time. And bear in mind there were prizes for the first man home and the prize for the fastest time home. So Robin Knox Johnson is going to win the first man to do it. Single-handed, non-stop, around the world. Yes. Terrific.
Can you make a map for me? Okay, we need two people now. Two people. We are asking you to actually get up of your now perhaps comfortable chair and help us. We need two heroes. Two people from the audience that are willing to let go of their cars. We need two Gilberts that does an action, knowing that we do that too. This is the deal. One of you Gilberts, please put on a bathing cap and lie down on the floor. Think of Esther Williams. This is all you have to do. The other one of you Grapes, put on a love song and take the sour cream. Move over to the Gilbert lying on the floor and make a continuous road of sour cream all around the Gilbert. Try to make a map of Norway.
It's 1 and 1 and 6, which means 8, which is an even number. Choose a sword from the red box. Game number 12. Drop sculpture. This game has two bases, placed at opposite ends of the room. One team of artists is in the field, the other up at base. The team up at base takes the sculpture, drops it, and hits it with her feet. The artist, who is at bat, then runs from the first base to the second base and back. Meanwhile, the team in the outfield grabs the sculpture and then makes three passes before they attempt to hit the runner with the sculpture. They cannot run with the sculpture, and if the sculpture is dropped during a pass, they have to start the three passes all over again. Each time an artist successfully runs to the second base and back again, the team receives a point. If they are hit, the team receives an out. At three outs, the team switch places, much as in other art games.
Timothy Electron has been found floating in mid-Atlantic. That was it.
Nobody knows what happened to him, but I guess he just fell over or jumped overboard, and that was the end of his life. Very, very sad.
So it continues till everyone but the last artist has left. This remaining one should choose an alternative profession.
In 2003, I was planting my 124 germinated cacao seeds into flower pots. In case of avoiding landslides, it's important to plant trees all over the Philippines. I brought 100 cacao trees from my garden, in Cebu City, to the area of the main volcano. An important ingredient, used to make chocolate, does grow on trees, the cacao bean. These valuable beans grow inside of large pods that sprout from the trunk of a large tree, the Theobroma cacao. Over 1 million tons of cocoa beans are harvested every year. The evergreen cacao tree grows 15 to 25 feet primarily
meters.
Between latitudes 15 degrees north to 15 degrees south, usually below 1,000 feet in
fire.
Altitude, and in areas with a monthly average rainfall of about 4 inches.
130 yards to the right, sir.
Shift range 31 meters.
31 meters.
Protect 37 degrees.
37 degrees.
Fire.
Con Elena, con una compañera con la que tenemos
pristine and completely untouched nature.
Doctor believes that the oil has something to do with chasing their gods away. So as the gods leave them, they cannot perform the kind of medicine they used to do.
Imagine yourself trying to travel from point A to point B